Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Friday, August 20th, 2021. I'm Rich Strappolino. Insider sources say Apple will scale back its internal app called Health Habit, used by employees to track fitness goals, talk to clinicians, and manage hypertension. Health Habit is part of Apple's larger Apple Health organization and reportedly was seen as a potential model for a consumer product if successful internally. It's unclear if Health Habit will continue with a smaller team or just be shut down. In a memo to employees, Google announced it intends to break up its health division, planning to split its various projects across other parts of the company. Insider sources say Google Health Chief Dr. David Feinberg will leave the company to be the CEO at the electronic medical records firm Cerner. Newly unredacted documents from the Epic Google lawsuit show that in 2019, Google ran a premier device program, which offered Android OEMs a greater share of search revenue if they didn't ship devices with third-party app stores, increasing the share from 8% to 12%. Some OEMs, like LG and Motorola, also received 3% to 6% of money spent in the Play Store as part of the program. Microsoft announced the first Office 365 pricing increase since the service launched in 2011. New pricing goes into effect March 1st, 2022. The cheapest Microsoft 365 Business Basic plan increases $1 to $6 per user per month. Most other plans increase $2 to $3 a month as well, with the Microsoft 365 E3 tier, that includes a version of Windows, increasing $4 a month to $36. The live streaming site OnlyFans, which just released apps for mobile that feature only safe for work content, announced it will prohibit sexually explicit content from the platform entirely starting in October. The NSFW version of the platform will still allow nudity. OnlyFans says the change is being made at the request of its banking partners and payout providers. Those providers often exert pressure, often behind the scenes, to keep from processing payments for sexually explicit materials. Adobe intends to acquire Frame.io, makers of video editing collaboration software, for $1.3 billion. The company plans to integrate Frame.io's capabilities across Adobe Creative Cloud. The deal is expected to close in Adobe's fiscal Q4. At Intel's Architecture Day, the company announced its Alder Lake line will feature a hybrid architecture with a mix of performance and efficiency cores. Alder Lake chips with different core combinations will range from 9 watts to 125 watts across mobile and desktop. Intel is developing a thread director with Microsoft to optimize what cores will be used for tasks in Windows 11. China's National People's Congress passed an online user data privacy law stating that gathering personal information must have a clear and reasonable purpose and limited to a minimum scope. The law also sets out conditions for collecting personal data and requires regular audits to ensure compliance. The legislation goes into effect November 1st. Facebook began testing Facebook Reels in the U.S., letting users share the short-form video directly to newsfeed and within Facebook groups. U.S. Instagram creators also now have the option to have their Instagram Reels shown as recommended content on Facebook. Tests of Facebook Reels launched earlier this year in India, Mexico, and Canada. Twitter updated DMs to now let users share a tweet in up to 20 separate DM conversations at once. Previously, sharing a tweet in DMs with multiple users would just create a group chat. The Document Foundation released LibreOffice 7.2, adding support for Apple Silicon and improved compatibility with Microsoft Office file formats. In the release announcement, the Document Foundation also urged the increasing number of enterprises using the free volunteer-maintained version of LibreOffice to switch to LibreOffice Enterprise versions from partners, saying not doing so may slow development and ultimately stagnate the project. Google confirmed it's ending support for Android Auto for phone screens with Android 12. Users will be transitioned to Google Assistant driving mode, available within Google Maps. Motorola announced the new $700 Edge smartphone, offering a Snapdragon 778 5G SoC, the same 108-megapixel camera found in last year's Edge Plus, a 5,000 mAh battery, and rated IP52 water-resistant. It uses a 6.8-inch 144Hz LCD screen, although it features a flat rather than curved screen like last year's model. It's available unlocked from U.S. retailers now, coming to Verizon and Spectrum in the coming months. And finally, at the company's AI Day, Tesla announced a 68-inch tall humanoid robot called the TeslaBot, which uses autopilot cameras and Tesla's full self-driving computer to operate. A presentation slide said TeslaBot is designed to handle dangerous, repetitive, and boring tasks. CEO Elon Musk said a prototype will likely be ready in 2022. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at technewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Looking for inspiring stories? Listen to the EY Leading Into Tomorrow podcast. It features compelling stories from leaders across government and the public sector who've transformed their organizations and services. From the impact of grants to how digital innovation is reshaping affordable childcare, you'll get actionable insights and ideas that can be used around the world. Download Leading Into Tomorrow by EY wherever you get your podcasts.